They were the first of their kind, the first Americans to cross a continent and return. Men who by courage, determination, and skill mastered the unknown.
When Gorton Moore and Bob Noyce left Fairchild Semiconductor in 1968 to start their own company, Intel, they were thinking small, really small.
Your woman, who accompanied you that long, dangerous, and fatiguing route to the Pacific Ocean and back, deserved a greater reward for her attention and services than we had in our power to give her at the Mandans. Wishing you and your family great success, and with anxious expectations of seeing my little dancing boy Baptiste, I shall remain your friend, William Clark, August 20th, 1806. The Island of Dr. Moreau by H.G. Wells. Chapter 14.
And now, Pendick, I will explain,
said Dr. Moreau as soon as we had eaten and drunk.
I must confess that you are the most dictatorial guest I have ever entertained. I warn you that this is the last I shall do to oblige you.
Here, in the consistently worst sea conditions anywhere in the U.S., the Coast Guard trains America's best lifeboat handlers. It's a graduate course in conquering fear. There's a 100-year history of life-saving here at Cape Disappointment.
Be not afraid of greatness. Some are born great. Some achieve greatness. And some have greatness thrust upon them.
Twelfth Night, Act 2, Scene 5.